You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Let it go.
Sorry.
Keep singing, guys. Go for it.
Let it go. Let it go. Go.
All right, I'm over it now. Let's get into it. Guys, welcome to Season 10, Episode 1, Let It Go. Hence the song of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I'm Bobby DeMuro, joined by Francesca Dugan next to me and across the table, the wonderful Jesse Owen.
Hello.
And Sterling Cates.
Hello.
Guys, I'm so excited to be on this panel, finally. This show. It is a guilty pleasure for me. I know it is for you guys, and I'm very excited for Season 10. Before we get into it, a couple things of note. The first of which, it is birthday week.
It's your birthday.
Today is Maria Menounos' birthday.
Happy birthday!
AfterBuzz TV engineer Stephen Lemieux turns 24 today.
Happy birthday, Stephen!
Kanye West turns 37 today. And on Thursday, June 5, 28 years ago, I was born.
Oh. What?
What?
That's right.
Are we invited to your party?
I didn't have a party. This is the party. The Kardashians After Show is the party, so I hope you guys got me a gift.
I'm so glad we were invited.
Speaking of gifts for parties, guys, Maria Menounos, our fearless leader, founder, boss, whatever you want to call her, has a new book out, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. I'm here with three girls who can talk about diet and fitness much better than I can, but I will say it was out in stores June 3rd, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can go and grab yourself a copy if you haven't already. It is thick with information and celebrities, and I think I probably can find a Kardashian or two in here as well.
I saw Khloe in there earlier.
There you go.
Also, bikini season, y'all.
I was going to say, listen, hey, the AfterBuzz TV bikini pool party coming up in like a month. We got to get ready for it.
Summer's in like, what, 18 days?
Summer already started.
It's here. Yeah, this seasonal summer idea. It's here.
Officially.
It's hot. Yeah.
I'm just giving myself more time, okay?
Let it go. That's what I did with my weight this year so far.
All right.
Anyways, that's another story.
Let's move right along. You can pick that book up everywhere. And if you haven't already, do it. I know Maria's been in New York plugging it and doing that sort of good stuff right now. So she'll be back in L.A. soon if she's not already. But apparently that book is doing very well. All right. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Season 10, Episode 1, called Let It Go, hence the song that we were dealing with. And we've got basically three storylines today, like we do on most every Kardashian episode, and it surrounds the girls, the big three, Courtney, Khloe, and Kim.
Three girls, one guy.
Let's begin. Let's begin with Courtney. Courtney and Scott.
Let's start with them.
So let's take the vote and let's put it to the people at home who are watching this right now. If we did a drinking game, watching an episode before a recap, before an AfterBuzz recap, should we do a drinking game where every time somebody says like, we take a drink?
Yes.
And if so, how blackout are we going to be when we do this show?
It's going to be a great show, guys.
Yeah. I think we should do it.
Tune in next week.
I know, right?
It depends what we're drinking, but I'm game to do it. So listen, okay, Courtney, you got to be kidding me. She is such a mom, and I know she's the most responsible one. She has two kids, but she wouldn't even get on the damn trampoline at the start of this episode. They had to drag her on that trampoline and rip her shoes off. Like, have a little bit of fun. Come on.
I don't know. I kind of relate to Courtney the most just because I'm kind of the same way. Like, because she has to remember she has two kids. And if you're horsing around, jumping on the trampoline, what if you fall and break your neck? Okay, yes, I'm kind of weird. But that's, I can see her side.
Have you ever been on a trampoline?
Yes.
Have you broken your neck? Did you break your neck doing it?
No, but a few
I fractured
times
my
I
elbow
fell.
Twice on a trampoline.
Really?
Okay, you don't count. Don't talk to her.
I was doing a flip and I went in the little flip right off of it.
And look at what just happened to Kylie Jenner. She got hurt on the trampoline.
That's because she and Khloe were like wrestling like they always do, though.
They did in the start of this show. They're always like touching each other.
They are aggressive.
Yeah. I love watching them like play. It's so
listen,
awesome.
Khloe's got a lot of aggression to get out.
Oh, I know.
So,
you know.
Chloe, she earned it. But no, back to Courtney. She's such a mom. She is such a square. Like, y'all can hate me for saying that or whatever.
But she's responsible.
She's the most beautiful. She's the most responsible. She's, in some ways, the most successful in terms of family and whatever. I don't know how happy her and Scott actually are. We'll talk about that in a minute. But she is such a square, and she has to let go. And that's what she learns in this episode with our girl, Tejpal.
Right. Tejpal. That's a great name. Courtney has been told this so many times throughout the 9 seasons leading up to this about how she needs to have more emotion and she has a hard time dealing with that. So this isn't new to her or to any of us. And I just think that's who she is at this point.
To Scott, a new car changes a life. To Courtney, that medium to large T changes her life.
That's changing. So true. Those extra few sips really are very important.
It depends how good the tea is. I kind of agree with her, but she also needs to live a little. Yeah. Come on.
I mean, if my husband or boyfriend, whatever, got me a new car, I'd be like, bye, I'm going to go take it out for a drive.
Exactly.
But, of course, to her, it's like, well, I can't put the car seats in the back, so it's worthless to me. Is she driving a minivan? She doesn't drive a minivan.
No, I think she has like a Range Rover or something like that.
But still, it's minivan-esque compared to a
Range Rover.
Hey,
really?
it's more like a minivan.
I would drive a Range Rover any day.
Mom of course you would. Of Beverly Hills, let's be real, or the Valley, wherever you are.
She just get one of those Mercedes vans I see everywhere, like those tall, huge things.
Yeah, right. With no windows.
Just get one of those.
Does she sell candy out of the back too? No. Jeez.
I would love to see one of the Kardashians driving that.
I think they all pretty much like either drive a nice sports car or Range Rovers. They're really popular.
They all have the G wagons.
That's Calabasas. Welcome to the Valley.
Well, my friend was visiting from Northern California the other day, and she's like, "I've never seen so many Range Rovers before in my life." And I was like, "Welcome."
I saw Chris and Chloe when I was pulling out of my apartment. I don't know if that means anything, and they were in a Range Rover.
Would you keep that for the news and gossip?
That's not news.
It's really exciting.
Super exciting
stuff.
Flash.
I'll say this about Courtney and Scott too, because this is my first time on this after show. But I've watched this about Scott a lot, and he's a little bit different this year because of the death of his parents, which is not a made up thing. That's a very serious thing that has very serious consequences that are going to stream over into the show. With that exception, everything else Scott does, to me, is one of the smartest characters in television. Because everybody on this show thinks they're a TV star and takes it seriously and is glamorous. Scott is the only one who understands he's playing a character.
Right.
There's no way this is who he is. I know they did up all of his emotions and his attitude and his perspectives and whatever for the show, and he gets it, and he's playing this character, and every time he knows when to push buttons, how to push buttons.
He always knows when to push
buttons. The thing with buying the car, all this little thing that he does now. Now, the one exception to this rule is his parents' death, and I would imagine, and take him at his best, that he's not going to use that
for
the show. That's a serious thing to deal with.
Whether he's playing a character or he's not playing a character and he's actually how he is, I love Scott. He is my favorite other than Chloe.
Yeah, he's definitely evolved over the seasons. I, at first, did not like him whatsoever, but the last few seasons, he's definitely matured, I guess you could say, and really taken ownership to his responsibilities in the family, and just, he's kind of like the level-headed one.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree with what you just said. And also, like, back to what you were saying about Courtney being shut off and stuff, you know, it makes me kind of wonder if maybe in the beginning, because he was so horrible to her, like, maybe that's why she shut off. Like, maybe that's why she doesn't show that emotion towards him, because it's, I mean, once you lose respect for someone, it's really hard to get that respect back.
And for Courtney, if she's the responsible one, the one who keeps it all in, even if she's lost respect for him, she won't go anywhere because of the kids.
Right.
She can't just pack up and leave because the kids don't have a dad, whatever has to happen.
Right.
It's not that simple to her.
Right. Well, I think their past is probably why she's so closed off to him anyway. But he did show that again after the one time she finally is opening up and saying, "I need to make all these changes." And then he says, "Well, what is it that you do all day? That is the last thing you need to show to a woman."
Well, yeah. Put a little credit on me. The second it happened, I was like, "Guys, don't ever say this. Don't ever say that to a woman. I don't know anything about girls. I am, like, not happily single, but I will tell you this. Never
single.
Never, ever, ever ask a woman and question what she does all day, no matter what it is, because it's an answer you don't want to hear." That's like if she, like, says, "How does that look?" Like, she puts on something to wear, and she's like, "How does that?" And you're like, "Eh, it's okay." No, like, there are things you don't do.
Well,
we know that.
You don't have to tell us that.
No, I'm just telling guys. Like, if there's guys watching, this is a pro tip for you, okay?
Well, especially when she has two kids, it's like, what do? I take care of your kids all day. Well, does she?
Yeah, mom's full-time duty.
That's the thing, though. Does she?
I don't know. I think she totally does. Because she's all into the whole, like, naturalistic, like, giving her kids the best, like, spending time with. I think she totally is always there. She might have a nanny, like, whenever she, like, has to go do promos and stuff, but I think she's there.
I have an uncomfortable question about Courtney and Scott, and I'm a little curious of it, and I just got a whiff of it tonight, and they've never played this up before, and I don't know if they will play this up. But Scott is at Marvel at the spa or whatever, and he calls Chloe and Kim. And he says point blank, when Chloe's like, you should probably talk to Courtney about this stuff, he says he would rather talk to Chloe about this stuff. Well, now, here's my question. Is there on the horizon any small, tiny, minuscule chance?
No. I know what you're saying. Okay. No.
Okay.
No,
because when you have something seriously emotional that you're dealing with, and the person you go to emotionally for support is not your girlfriend or wife or life partner or whatever it is, but somebody else, you risk falling into that person emotionally.
There's definitely stuff that could possibly blend, but I don't think so.
I think they have such a strong brother-sister relationship. And not only that, but in this entire family, Chloe is the only one who keeps it real 100% of the time. She will tell you. I saw that. She will tell you.
Wait a second. There's one other huge factor here. There is one other huge factor here about this Scott and Chloe thing. And I'm not saying it's going to happen because I think it's not going to happen either. I'm just asking questions, which is the wrong thing
devil's
to do.
Advocate.
But yes, I'm playing devil's advocate because Chloe is going to very quickly here become a little desperate herself because of what's going on with Lamar. So you've got Scott, who's emotionally in need, going to Chloe, not Courtney, for emotional support, and you've got Chloe, who is emotionally in need, who needs the emotional support right back, and when you put those two together, I don't know what happens. It's probably obviously not going to happen, but I'm just saying.
I don't think Scott's probably
there might be that little bitty spark. Like, you know when you're around someone and you're like, huh, too bad we didn't ever date. You know, something like that.
Exactly.
That might be the thought, but I don't think it would ever go any further than a thought. And I don't even think they would even say it to each other.
I don't even
that would be
You know what's interesting? Their relationship wasn't always as close as it is. She was always very protective of Courtney, especially when he was, you know, basically an alcoholic and, you know, going
crazy
through those really hard times. Yeah, he was definitely in the party scene and all of that. So she was very protective of her Courtney, but I think as Chloe has seen him change and make these efforts to become a better person, that they've become close just by keeping it real with each other, and I think it's more of a sibling love than it is like a romantic one.
I don't disagree with you guys. I'm just asking questions, just throwing it out there, trying to create a little conflict.
I know. Scandalous.
Hey, last thing about Courtney and Lord Disick before we move on to Chloe and Kim and all that good stuff. This is just vintage Kardashians. When Tej Paul shows up, when they have this discussion, a really serious, good discussion. Courtney has a great discussion at lunch with Kim and Chloe about emotions. Everything is like, hey, this is actually a little bit deep for the Kardashians. It's interesting. It's life. It's relatable, whatever. And then two things happen. First, Kim goes, Courtney, do you even, like, use emojis in texts?
I think she was getting at, do you show any emotion
text? Emojis or not, do not show emotion.
You can do sobbing. You can do, like, crying of laughter.
Hold on.
They express things that you can't verbally.
Broken-hearted. I think this is a girl thing that you don't understand.
Whoa. You guys are talking to the king of emojis.
I know plenty of dudes who use a little monkey face. Like,
yeah.
I use those monkey faces like it's going out of style.
My number one top used is the hair flip. Obviously.
My number one top use is the side eye smiley face.
Oh, like the smirk?
Flirty. Yeah.
The smirk.
The smirk.
Yeah.
Well, regardless if she used emojis or not, I thought that was a good step for her to call Tej Paul. That's such a cool name.
Yeah.
Call her up. And even if that one magical session cured her all, you know, that was a step.
Yeah, she's making an effort. She realizes her weakness. First step is admitting it or whatever that thing is.
I thought it was kind of odd how she was like, I just haven't had time to work on my feelings. It's like, do you just put those away in the closet?
Yeah,
and
that's
bring
the problem.
Whenever you Like, well, how do you not feel? You feel every day. Like, you're not just numb.
She's an overthinker. And, I mean, I'm the same way. I overthink every... I actually am very emotional, but I overthink. And when you're just in that thinking mode, like, you kind of zone out and you just start focusing on things and you don't even realize it. So
focus
I totally
on how
get
to
it.
Fix it.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. She says, I wanted to fix stuff. She just wants to fix stuff when Scott is in trouble or whatever. And what it comes down to for me, she's solving. She's responsible. She's a problem solver. And she lacks empathy.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between sympathy and empathy.
Right. Yeah.
When you're sympathetic for someone, you feel one way. When you're empathetic, you feel what they are going through.
Right.
And to have empathy, you have to have those feelings too and understand them. And she doesn't have empathy because she, like a lot of men, I'm sure you guys deal with this in relationships or whatever, because I know I've dealt with this with girls who have bad days or whatever, and they come home and they want to talk about it. And I'm like, well, let's solve it. Let's fix it, whatever. And finally, the girl's like, I just want to, like, talk it out.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be solved. Courtney's at that stage where she has to solve it.
Right.
There's no empathy.
There's a difference between being there and being present for someone going through something really difficult and then always thinking ahead to what's next. But sometimes you just need to stop, feel it out, and then that's when you can move on after you've kind of had that period to grieve.
Yeah.
Especially, he just lost both of his parents. Like, that's...
In a month.
Yeah, and that's...
So nuts.
Something that no one should have to go through.
But the good news for Courtney is, Tej Paul fixes it in 4 minutes, and we're back. Like, that's vintage Kardashians. It's like, well, here's a big problem. We're going to play it up all episode. Oh, never mind. It's fixed.
It's well, listen. Like, did you hear Scott say that he came in? He was, what was all that about? So I'm wondering if, like, she was, like, laying on the table, and Scott comes in. She's, like, waving over it and stuff. And he's like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Probably what happened. Walked in on it.
You can tell he genuinely appreciated her taking those steps to better herself or figure out what's wrong with her emotionally.
I am
not wrong with her, but
I am really dumbfounded about Scott and Courtney's sex life versus how many kids they're having.
Yes, I was thinking about that the other day when it came out that she is pregnant now. And I was like, wow, every episode you see them sleeping in separate bedrooms, like you see them fighting or whatever. I'm like, how do they, you know, I guess they just do it.
There's so much that I'm sure we don't see. She probably got healed for 4 hours, not 4 minutes, but, you know, we got to cut it down. 45-minute show.
Well, you know, last season we learned that she wanted more kids, so I think it's like whenever she's ready to pop one out, she's like, hey, you want to go
You can sleep in my bed tonight.
They're the two most fertile people in the history of life.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Oh, my Lord. All right, let's transition.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Francesca, I'm really sorry, Francesca, because we got three Southern people on this panel. So you're
Listen, I can be Southern.
You're going to hear a few phrases. All right, let's move on to Chloe second. Chloe, maybe for me, is the most frustrating aspect of this episode, far and away. Even more than Courtney being a mom, even more than Scott doing what Scott does, which I love. Chloe is so frustrating. This is the let it go idea we have to talk about. It's not just Courtney's emotions. It's Chloe's life. It's over. He ain't coming back. You don't want him to come back. He's got a lot of problems to deal with on his own. Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay,
why are
Kim,
you looking at me like that?
I was about to say, break it down, Kim.
Like, really? She's lost her husband. Like, that was the love of her life.
Let me phrase it differently. He wasn't addicted to candy. Okay.
Yeah, but he had an addiction. It's not like he just went off and, like, cheated on her multiple times.
Oh, wow.
It's debatable. It's debatable.
Okay.
Did he?
I don't think there was ever proof, was there?
This is
was there?
Tip number one in being a girl. When you have a professional basketball player, boyfriend, or husband, and
Anyone
he cheats on
in
you,
the spotlight.
And he cheats on you, go be with a rapper, because he won't cheat on
yeah.
you.
Exactly.
So ridiculous.
She's not with that rapper. Who was it?
French Montana.
French Montana.
What? Oh, wait.
Where have you been?
This is a new person. I haven't heard about him yet.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
geez. Yeah, where have you been?
Bless her heart.
No, I'm talking about him. Who's the other guy that they went to McDonald's with, remember?
Oh, wait, wasn't that French Montana? No, The Game.
The Game.
Oh, no, they're friends.
If she got with The Game, we'd have even more. No, forget that.
We did that last season, yeah.
Let's not go back to that. But my point with Chloe is, and I realize it's ironic because I'm talking about empathy with Courtney and how Courtney needs empathy, and then I turn around and I'm very non-empathetic with Chloe.
Right.
But there's a difference between having that empathy to the right point and then going beyond it and just totally wallowing in misery with her. Chloe, I know it's a difficult situation, but it's over. Sell the house. You're in escrow.
Some people just handle things differently. I mean...
Yeah. For sure, but it's like...
Well, not only is she having to pick up her whole life, pack up the whole house, but she doesn't have any help. He is in a very vulnerable position. He's dealing with a lot of addiction, all this stuff. But usually when you're going through a divorce or whatever, you have him trying to take all of his stuff, her trying to take all of his stuff, and there's that, you're still both doing right. it. But she has left her with everything.
He's literally absent.
Where is he?
He is not. He's
all over the place.
It's like, why hasn't he come getting his stuff?
Well,
like,
I don't think he's capable of doing that right
now. He wasn't playing basketball, that's for damn sure.
I mean, just we saw last season.
He went to Spain.
She could barely get him on the phone, you know, often, frequently, whatever.
And
so
when she did, he was always so just like
all over
spaced
the place.
Out and not sure what's going on. So, I mean, it's tough. Not only is she dealing with a divorce, but she's dealing with someone she loves going through an addiction. And
I think it's compounded with the show. Obviously, of course, all this is compounded with the show. But the idea with Lamar, he didn't sign up for this in the same way that these people signed up for this.
Right.
Lamar came into the family. Chris Humphries came into the family. Kanye came into the family. And Kanye wants it a little bit differently than these two.
Kanye doesn't want to be on the show.
Exactly. Yeah. But my point is, for those three specifically, they came into this when it was already going. And I know, hey, you know what you signed up for? Tough luck. But it's also very invasive if you're not used to that. And so when Lamar goes through this, which is not only life-changing, serious, tragic, sad, whatever, it's also very embarrassing.
Right.
And
no, yeah.
If you or me, if I were going through this and it was on TV, I'd say, oh my Lord, I can't do this.
Oh my Lord.
So that's why. Bless your heart. So that's why. We'll teach you guys off air what, well, you know, we'll teach you off air what bless your heart means.
Oh, I know.
But that is why I've totally lost my train of thought. That is why I think Lamar has been so hard to get, not only because it's difficult or he can't get a hold of or whatever, but he does not want to be around the cameras. He does not want to be around that situation. And to him, and I can't speak for him, obviously, because I don't know him, but him, it's almost to the point where it's like, take my crap. I don't even care anymore. I have to escape that.
Right. And the previous seasons that he's been in, Chloe has hinted at this a few times about how she's always dealt with this secret, dark side of their relationship, and they bring up a lot that there's been dark moments in that house, and that's why she should get out. But we never saw those moments on the show. They definitely, you know, kind of swayed it or produced it in a way where Lamar was only shown. I loved Lamar. He was only shown in a. They went above and beyond to make his image very happy. They are so in love. They're having lots of sex. They're, you know, perfect marriage.
He was addicted to candy. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It was candy.
It was like, so it was not, he's so close with Rob. Like, that was Rob's, like, best friend. So it was definitely, so for all of this to happen, and then you see him on these, like, spacey phone calls and the whole thing, as a Keeping Up with the Kardashian fan, it's like, oh my gosh, this guy just did a complete 180, but really, he's probably been like that the whole time. But
will we not to get into predictions too much, we know what happens in real life because you can't go anywhere without reading in the tabloids about the Kardashians, but will we see Lamar in an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Not just him, not his face like we saw in the previews, but actually appearing on an episode
with
talking.
An actual conversation. Yeah. I'd love to.
I think they're actually going to talk. I think that's what that setup for that episode is, where they'll finally talk and then kind of...
That's what I was going to say. The reason why it's so hard for her is because it kind of just all happened, and well, like we said, we don't know if this whole thing has been leading up the whole time, but we haven't seen it. But you know, you want to know that has to hurt. Like, you chose all this other stuff, your candy and all, you know, whatever, over me. Like, you know, it's a huge rejection. So I know it's, you know, they were married. It's not like, oh, boyfriend dated for a couple months. No, they were like you said, we thought they were the most in love. And everyone's like, I want to be like Chloe and Lamar. And like,
yeah.
I've got to wonder, too, about Lamar's status as a professional basketball player. It would seem to me, and I am no basketball agent, but it would seem to me, what little I know about sports, that this is the perfect public relations situation for him if he were to embrace it and go on the show in some way to kind of say, hey, I'm okay and I'm doing well. Because in basketball circles, there was a lot of concern about signing him to a contract because it's like, what's his deal off the court?
Right.
So this is a good PR situation for him to go on there and say, I'm doing well, I want a contract, I want to play, I'm healthy, whatever it is. Another way to sort of show people he's healthy, whether or not he actually is. But again, the privacy issue and the embarrassment issue may be too much for something like that. And maybe he just does not want to play basketball again. That's another thing.
I thought he played for Spain not too long ago.
He did last
season. He went for just like, what, a month or something like that? Like, I don't know. I don't really see basketball in his future right now.
He's not young, so it may be done anyways. But I know he was trying to get a contract at one point. So it's like, you know, it depends what he really wants. But again, if it's an addiction like we've been led to believe it's an addiction, that is so far above and beyond and more serious than anything trying to get a contract. It's like it may not be in his control anyways.
Yeah, I want to see him overcome it, though. I want to see him because I want to believe he's that person we saw in previous seasons of The Kardashians.
Well, and he's got the family history. His dad had this same issue or a similar
exactly.
one. So, which is not...
Last thing I'll say about Lamar is that you can really see that he appreciates and loves the Kardashian family. Every time he Instagrams or every time he makes a statement, he was like, those are my family. Those are the only people who have ever really loved me.
Did you see and the supported video me. He did?
Yeah.
But he was also...
But no, but then he...
Clearly on things when he did that.
Right. Yeah, and he's defended them numerous times, and I've always respected that about him.
Yeah.
Despite everything.
No one's perfect, so...
I don't know, but it's like, I mean, what did they do to you? It's like, really? I mean, I don't know. We won't get into that because that's last season. But
okay, back. I don't know. Let's go back to Khloé though, because Khloé, where do we start with her? Because Kim and Bruce. Hey, we got a Bruce sighting! Yay!
Yay! Ponytail.
Kim and Bruce and
can't deal with that pony.
You don't like the ponytail?
I truly can't.
You don't like the ponytail?
No, the ponytail is terrible.
It's better in a pony than down, though.
That's true.
He just needs to cut it. Like,
okay, wait a second. If this after show is going to be successful, you guys need to lock it up about Bruce right now. Don't even laugh.
I love Bruce. I love Bruce.
I like him too. Yeah,
I love his contribution.
Bruce is my man. I love Bruce. I love Rob. We're not going to see hardly any of either one of them, but it's cool. Just lock it up about the two of them. Golly.
Golly.
I feel sorry for Bruce. I think he's gone through a lot.
I'm not judging Bruce based off of his ponytail. I just don't like it.
Well, bless your heart.
Ponytails are some for some girls not.
Or guys.
Whoa.
I'm saying that preference. Some girls dig dudes in ponytails.
Oh, you mean that? I thought you meant girls wearing ponytails. I was like, he's not a girl, but.
No.
Whew, wow.
Okay. Anyway, now that we got that taken care of.
All right, now that we're straight on that. So Khloé ends up getting anxiety because they're packing boxes. She doesn't want to pack. She doesn't want to leave. I'm not going to play armchair psychologist, but I am going to play armchair psychologist. It seems to me that Khloé, if she left that house like she needs to do because it's in escrow, it seems to me she'd do better emotionally if she gets away from all that stuff. It's all reminders. Right. It's all reminders of the breakup, reminders of Lamar, reminders of this dream life that she had for a while that is not going to come back. Sorry. Right. I'm sorry it's not.
I know, but I do think that they were wrong. I mean, I know that they were trying to help when they came in, you know, to help her. But, like, I'm kind of the same way. Like, give me my space. I need to do this myself.
When has this family ever given anybody space?
Well, that, but also she's had her time to do it herself, but she's not doing it. What I did like to see is that she does have people who care, because since Lamar's not there to help, she has Malika, she has Kim, Bruce. Everyone wants to help. And so she just needs to tell them what to do, and they'll do it. But the fact that she's not telling them what to do, she's not telling them how to help, which I get it. You're closed off. You're not ready to move on. Whatever. But she does have that support system, which is always nice to see on the Kardashians. I feel like they're
like always supportive. Like a team, you might say?
Yeah, well, she said she's not on a team anymore. I teared up a little. But she does have a team. She has a team of, like, 20 Kardashians.
But that's a sad... That was a sad quote. That was one really sad thing.
That was a very sad...
Kim was really hurtful to her when she said, Lamar's not coming back. I hate to break it to you. Like... Really?
She's right, though.
I mean, obvious. Like, I know that, but, like, don't have to throw it in her face.
I mean, when have those sisters not said what they thought?
Yeah, and Kim's always the one to, like, last season they had the episode where she was just, like, extremely negative. They focused on that.
Nancy.
But, I mean, you can't keep tiptoeing around it, like, hello, Khloé.
Yeah, get she needs step to be in, snapped out of it.
Yeah.
Listen, and I have something very serious to say about Rob that we will wait for when a show comes up where Rob is on. But this is linked to Rob in the sense that if Kim doesn't show tough love to Khloé and say snap out of it, Khloé can spiral down into a Rob-like situation.
Right.
Wallowing in your own misery, kind of self-depressing. When you have things to be depressed about, but something that you sort of create and exacerbate upon yourself. And you sort of, it's like you fall asleep one night and you're like, I'm just going to take tomorrow off. I'll be back the next day.
And then, you do that,
and then tomorrow turns into months and years.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit of what Rob is going through, and I want to talk about that later when he's on a show. But I think that's the risk with Khloé, too, that Kim sees and says, we may have already lost Rob in a way, I have to be tough with Kim, or with Chloe, because I have to snap her out because I can't lose her too.
I completely agree with that.
I don't think Chloe would allow herself to go down the hill like Rob has. I mean, yes, she might be depressed, but I think she is allowed to be depressed. She just lost her husband.
I get it, but listen, I Rob didn't think he would allow himself to do what he did. You never think it's going to happen until it happens, and you sort of go down in this hole, and you can't get out. And you can't dig your way out of it.
Right, and the other thing about Chloe is she's already acting so uncharacteristic for herself. I was like, wow, Chloe never annoys me. And this I wanted to like, come on, Chloe. I wanted to shake her. I was like, come on, Chloe, you're so much better. You can do so much better than this. And she's already acting out of the norm for her. So I feel like what you were saying, she can maybe go down a different path than she's used to with dealing with that sort of stuff.
I mean, I guess we'll see. Obviously, we know a little bit about what happens with French Montana and stuff, so she doesn't end up going quite down that path, or it doesn't look the same. We don't know. But agreed about Chloe. Anything else on her before we move out to mom and daughter, the delicious duo, the terrible tandem?
I just love the MILFs. Was it last season or the season before where we were talking about Chloe and her camel toe? I like how in the beginning of this episode she's like, my shorts keep running.
Yeah,
I love
yeah, how, yeah, I just, how I'm going to get heat for saying it. This one, but how big is Chloe's vagina?
This, but on the show, they said vagina, they said ass, but when they said titties, it was like, beep.
Do we know they said that? Do we know they didn't say another word?
I think they said titties. I think they said tit.
That's what I think.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Who cares?
Boobs.
It's funnier when you say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that was just a very important side note.
All right, let's move
Speaking
on.
Of
let's move on to Debbie Downer and Debbie Desperado. We've got Kim. Kim, who is being Debbie Downer. By the way, that Debbie Downer, Debbie Desperado quote that Kim said to Chris, that is a written line in a produced thing. She did not come up with that organically. I'm sorry, Kim, you didn't come up with that organically. That's maybe Kanye wrote that for her.
Oh, jeez. He paid to have it written for her.
So, my question with Chris, she's in her 50s. She won't tell us how old she is.
58. She said it at the end of the episode.
58.
Or in the preview for the next episode.
Two things. She is a MILF.
I mean, she looks really good.
I mean, if I had that much plastic surgery, I'd hope I'd look good, too. But
that's a great point.
Okay, hold on. What plastic surgery did she have?
Have you seen her face? It's not her face.
Lately? Okay, Botox is not plastic surgery.
Oh, they've had nose
hang on.
Jobs.
She's had nose jobs.
She's had a facelift. Or time or two.
Facelifts, nose jobs, cheeks, chin. She's had a lot of stuff done.
I mean, I know she looks awesome and, you know, I don't know.
Well, if you go and look at a picture of her from a couple years ago or even a year ago and then you look at her face in this episode.
She probably had her eyes done, too.
Well, whoever did the work, they did a great job.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, she looks great.
Chris,
that's, keep it up.
She's going to keep looking great. But she does look really good for 58. That's just ridiculous.
So my
and
question
she's
so is
active too.
Well, here's my question then. Is she acting really good for 58?
I mean, she did the little stripper dance.
If
and
she
stuff.
If she was still with Bruce, or maybe you know a little boy toy on the side, then that's acceptable. But it was pretty funny. Like if my mom was like, "Yeah, I'm going to come with you to your stripping pole class thing," I'd be like, "Oh
no.
Lord, she already embarrasses
me
in shopping marts and stuff. She does her little dances and like to the music, but yeah, no.
I don't know. My thing is
not like that. She does little funny, goofy things.
You only get one mom, and yes, our moms embarrass us, but you know we need to love them and embrace them and just accept them for who they are and be glad she has a fun mom. Like some moms are like really uptight. Like she's a lot of fun and she, you know, wants to go do fun stuff with her kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think the reason why she's breaking out and you know doing all this crazy stuff now is because think about her whole life. She got married young.
True.
I think she got married twice, right? Bruce and then their dad.
Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, and she had five kids. I mean, so she spent her whole life, plus she manages them. So it's like now she's getting to like let loose and be young and...
No, these are her golden years. She's been through a lot. Stuff we know, stuff we don't know, stuff with cheating with her old husband and stuff like that. Yeah. And the O.J. Simpson thing affected her in a very personal way that we don't know the whole story of. So she has been through a lot, and she's sort of, this is the calm after the storm. This is her weathering the storm of life, and it's like, now I'm going to enjoy it. My question is, though, like, come on, she has to act a little bit her age.
I mean, Larsa, you know, Kim's friend Larsa was just like, I love your mom, and they're sitting in the back of the car talking about sex and all that. Kim's like,
that always happens with Kim's friends. Like, Jonathan, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Jonathan.
They always, every time it's Chris is in there. It's always Kim's friend and Chris talking, and Kim's like off to the side texting. Or
exactly.
It's because Kim isn't as fun as Chris.
No,
Chris is
no.
super fun, and that makes for great television.
Absolutely.
Too.
I will say just a little side note here: Scottie Pippen three times a night, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, Michael Jordan, you're not the greatest anymore. Oh! At least somebody laughed.
That was an interesting comment that she. Said that
she let's like, pretend yeah. to be strippers.
Hey, if you're, I don't know how long they've been married, but if you're still that active
yeah.
for however many years you it's did. Been, like, congrats.
Listen, Kanye West is probably 30 times a night. The greatest ever.
Kim doesn't really talk about that stuff, huh?
Yeah, Kim doesn't. I want to know open about that. I want to know too. It's interesting to me that Kim doesn't like to dance. I feel like that would just be Kanye West's wife needs to dance.
I mean,
you know?
She's so gorgeous. Like, you'd yeah. be like a
and she has
song
such a large booty. Like, do something with it, girlfriend.
That's an interesting little side note about Kim that we've seen for 10 seasons now. For somebody as beautiful as she is, she's very self-conscious, very
yeah,
openly self-conscious.
True.
And we all are. It's not like we're immune to it. But it's just interesting that somebody who empirically, everyone is like, God, this yeah. trait about her is gorgeous, that trait about her is gorgeous. For Kim, she's like, oh, I look awful. I can't do this. I feel uncomfortable doing that. It's like,
What did she say? She said, I have to decide, pick your battles, lift my boobs or have
back
fat.
I understand what she's talking about with the bra.
Yeah.
Though, like, that's definitely does that.
I don't.
We go
so
through
continue.
A lot, man, okay? We go through a lot.
We don't wake up like this, like Beyonce does.
I do.
I have a newfound respect for women from doing this show, okay? So, what did you guys think about Chris and Kim's stripping, pole dancing, whatever it was, skills?
I thought Kim did really well, actually.
And Black was China
hilarious.
Was a little impressive.
I think Black China was the best.
Yeah. She's done that a time or two.
Never mind. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm sorry. I was just like, wow. That's all. That's my commentary on that. Wow.
Okay. last... I'm just gonna.
Don't want to get in trouble.
Let that go.
Can I say this though? Chris was really awkward whenever they put her up there finally, and she was like coming down.
And she was like screeching down the pole.
I honestly, I always you hear that sound, and you I just yeah. don't even want to know how
don't
bad
you get,
it hurts.
Like skin
it's like
burn
nails on
like
chalkboard. Yeah. Is like what it sounds.
I guess
like,
we're gonna have to go take a class, guys.
Yeah,
I'm down.
After Buzz.
After Buzz
I will not be
class.
Doing that.
Yeah. Come on. If Kris Jenner can do it, you can
you
do
You have
it.
To wear that same
okay.
leotard that
all right.
Chris
you know what? All right. I'll make a deal with you guys. I'll make a deal with you guys. When I see Bruce Jenner in that class, I'll do the class.
He's probably
Listen,
taken it a
when
million
Bruce
times.
Does the class,
if they
would have
been together, it might have happened.
I say that all you listeners out there and all you guys that are watching us on YouTube, if at least 100 of you guys say you want to see him do the stripping class,
yes.
we're going to do it. And we're going to
yes.
film it.
That I is think the greatest
he,
idea
he just
I've ever heard.
Voluntarily agreed to that right
yes.
there.
You know
yes.
what? Fine. If 100, if 100 people. If I feel like either 4 people are going to agree or like 2,000. There's nothing
then
in between.
You can't debate it.
So,
you got to go.
I'm going to make several different YouTube accounts. I'm like, yeah, Bobby.
Want to see Bobby strip?
No, we're going to do it this way. We're going to do it on Twitter. We'll do our Twitter names at the end. If 100 people tweet me and say they want to see me take a stripper class with you three, I'll take the class.
Okay. And if you want to
so
see
fair.
Us take it.
Yeah, or if you want to see, you know, one of us do it.
On YouTube.
Got to be Twitter.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm offering to take the class for 100.
Yeah,
gotta be Twitter.
He's offering. Take it, guys.
Gotta be Twitter. We'll put our Twitter links up at the end, and we'll put our Twitter links down on YouTube. Last note on Crispies. I want to get to news and gossip before we get going, and we only have a few minutes left. Why are you doing a personal photo shoot just every so often?
She must have a boo.
Why are you not? Yo, she definitely has
she
a
might
boo.
Have just gotten new boobs or something.
Why are you not wearing a bra? Why are you in the water? Like, okay, as a 58-year-old, would you three be doing that?
Yes.
Oh, the whole lot of lies on this panel today.
If I just yeah. spent, like, $48 million on plastic surgery... Hell yes, I'd go do a little photo
and
shoot to show it all
good,
off.
Yeah, I'd be flaunting it, but I would at my age, though.
Plastic surgery or not, if I'm still in a great, loving relationship, whether it's my husband or my boo thing, I will do it. I will take pictures.
Got to keep it fresh, okay?
Yep.
I side with
keep it spicy.
I side with the ladies on this one. Although I will say, it's
sure
a very
I'm sure you do. Do you want there to be less pictures of Kris Jenner out there?
Like, if you were married and your wife looked that good and she, like, randomly did photo shoots for you, it would turn you on.
Hey, who's saying girls aren't doing photo shoots for me right now?
Oh!
Are they 60? Or
no comment.
It's just on Tinder. Okay, age, come on. Just
like ease Chris up on said. Tinder. You ease up on Tinder.
Just like Chris said, age is nothing but a number.
Yeah, well, something that Kim said which kills me is when Kim kind of apologizes to Chris for being mean about that photo shoot, and Chris is in her studio, her makeup studio in her bathroom.
Yeah.
You can see all the work that she's had done to her. And then Kim has the gall to say on camera, Chris taught me that fabulousness comes from within. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
No, it does.
Listen, it comes from Dr. So-and-so.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. It comes from Dr. So-and-so in Beverly Hills.
And the makeup artists you have there. There was an inch of makeup on her face. It was
maybe
if they terrifying. Didn't have any fabulous in them, though, the show would not last 10 seasons.
They're definitely fabulous, but that's not...
I'm saying.
I don't know.
Do they have fabulous in them, or do they just have, like, crazy
money.
In them? Yeah.
Or do they just have crazy
money?
What's
funny is, do you ever realize anytime Chris gets upset, because she gets upset a lot from them making fun of her?
Yeah.
Like, remember the Broadway? She tried to be on Broadway. That was interesting. But anyways, when she gets upset, Kim's always the one that runs to her, and she's like, Mom,
well, they've always been the closest.
They're the closest because Kim is obviously her favorite daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a 100%. Given. And she even tells the world.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe now we know why Courtney doesn't have any feelings, huh?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a video.
What's a girl got to do to get some attention around here?
There was a video last season of their dad, like when they were little, and he's like, hey, Kim. And she's like, I'm not Kim. And she's like, 4.
Yeah.
It was really sad. I'm like, oh, you still weren't the favorite.
Oh, Lord. I love this story. I can't wait for episode 2. Before we get there, though, it is news and gossip time. And I know you guys have some, and I do too. So.
TV News.
All right, Sterling, start us off.
Okay. Courtney and Chloe are in the Hamptons starting their new show, Chloe and Courtney Take the Hamptons, obviously. And it's going to be Chloe, Courtney, Scott, Mason, and Penelope, and
The children.
And all the children. and I guess Courtney's new little bebe.
Oh, that's right.
And so they're renting out a $14 million estate in Southamptons. They got there on June 2nd. They've been photographed. Obviously, the Paps followed them there. You know,
everywhere.
So that's going on. I'm excited to watch that because Chloe and Courtney are kind of my favorite.
Another spinoff show, Kim, right?
Another spinoff
like
show.
Like Taking Miami, like
Miami,
doing all that stuff.
Miami, New York. Yeah, just
I'm
another
in
one
Miami,
of those.
Boo.
So it'll be interesting because we get to see more of Courtney's family and Mason and Penelope and I guess go through her pregnancy with her.
Yeah.
Cool. And more Scott. Who doesn't want more Scott?
Lord Disick.
And last thing I'm going to say about that, I'm excited for it because this episode, Scott talked about how now he doesn't have a foundation in New York. His parents lived in the Hamptons. So now he kind of feels close to home. They're going to be there for a little bit. So maybe that'll help with the process of having to figure out his whole family stuff.
For sure. For sure. Ah, yay. Okay, so let's see. It's Kylie has been hanging out with Justin Bieber, and Bruce Jenner is not a fan.
I agree with Bruce again.
And yeah, I mean, why would you want your 16 or however old daughter hanging out with him?
Because she's got Bieber fever.
Side note, love.
Bieber fever is an STD. And it needs to get looked at immediately.
Side note, though, outside of Bieber, I love Kylie's hair with the blue
tips.
Yes,
it's so
she
cute.
Looks so
is it
cute.
I thought it was green.
No, it's blue.
Isn't
that colorful?
Well, it's because she's blonde and the blue fades the kind of green, but it's pretty cool. Regardless.
Yeah, she looks really pretty. Except I'm concerned that I saw a picture of her today that she Instagrammed, and her lips looked really Kimmy, if you know what I mean. She's been getting that.
Yeah,
back.
I've seen little rumors about that.
Yeah, I really hope she's not.
She shouldn't start that.
They're
young.
Just they're so beautiful. So
they're probably swollen from making out with the Biebs.
Yeah.
Oh,
she got that Bieber fever. Go get a check, girl.
Get that check.
All right, I've got some fun stuff for you guys. First off, we're going to open this question up to the panel. Kris Jenner is still wearing her wedding ring. She told HuffPost Live she has been wearing it because, quote, it's a great ring, and, quote,
it's a great ring.
It was a gift, and I don't want to not wear a gorgeous present. Ladies, especially you Southern Belles over there, is it responsible, proper, and okay to wear your wedding ring after the marriage is over?
No.
Are they officially divorced?
Yes.
No, they're separated. Not yet. They're just separated now.
But they've already filed the divorce paper.
They may have, but it takes time to. They're separated. Yeah.
I think, in a traditional sense, it's totally cool for her to wear a ring if they're not officially divorced.
I say maybe put it on the other hand, but definitely wear that if it's an awesome ring. I mean, because I feel like Well, we see in the previews they kind of give each other the evil eyes quite a bit, but I still feel like they're always going to have kind of a friendship. So yeah. It's not like Chloe, like something dramatic, you know what I mean?
Also, the different, it is a little tricky because she is dating and stuff, so that definitely, it's obviously not a marriage and you're kind of, you know, on the borderline there with it being a sticky situation.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, as a man who has never been engaged, never even been close, I will say that if I ever were to get engaged or married or whatever and I gave a ring to a nice young lady, that is a gift. And if she wants to wear that thing or sell that thing or give it away, guess what? When I give it to her, it is her property. I know it's a symbol of us, but if us ends, that becomes her property and I do not expect it back.
That's right. All fine.
Oh, well, he should not get it back.
My point is, I'm okay with her wearing it. If she wants to keep wearing it, it's your thing now. You do whatever.
She should just get it, like, use the diamond and get it remade into something else. Like, if she wants to use it so bad, like, the marriage is over.
I'm not bothered by her wearing it. Like, it doesn't.
I don't care. I DC.
I have some fun for you guys on our very last piece of news. Then we'll get to predictions real quick and get the heck out of here. USA Today has this awesome thing. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but if you're a little down, if you're a little depressed or in the dumps or whatever, you can pick up your confidence and boost your self-esteem. They call it Kanye-fidence. And what they've done is they've taken Kanye's most ridiculous, self-centered, self-aggrandizing quotes and put them in this little thing on the web. You can click through them and see every one of his ridiculous quotes. We're going to put the link
on YouTube.
He comes up with great ones, too.
He's a creative genius. What do you expect?
Oh, wait a minute. It's better than that. Here are a couple of them. 2006, quote, "Don't ask me what I think the best song of last year was, because my opinion is the same as most of America's. It was Gold Digger."
It was one of my favorites.
Right. 2005, quote, "Come on now, how could you be me and want to be someone else?"
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
I want to
have his self-confidence. Yeah.
2010, quote, "When I think of competition, it's like I try to create against the past. I think about Michelangelo and Picasso. You know, the pyramids."
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, who else would he compare himself to?
I'm probably going to get so much slack for this, but can I just say there's a difference between being confident and being an ass?
No, you're exactly right. He's an idiot for saying stuff like this, but that's part of what makes Kanye so ridiculous.
You love to hate it, you know?
I am going to go to, 2013, quote, "I am a Warhol. I'm the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney, Nike, Google."
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's starting to say words. He just throwing things against the wall, see if it sticks.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like that he, like, all his comments, his crazy comments are funny. The only thing I never really liked was what he did to Taylor Swift. I never really liked that.
I said that. That was so tacky.
Well, remember, with Kanye, there's the issue with his mom dying, too. Another person who had to deal with the death of a parent. And he went off the rails for a little while. And some of these quotes are within that time frame of him going off the rails. So I understand that. A lot of these are from 2013, though.
Yeah.
However, here's the best Kanye quote ever. 2009 on VH1 Storytellers, quote, "My greatest pain in life is that I will never be able to see myself perform live."
Bam! It makes me hurt.
Lay sigh.
All right, let's move on to predictions right now.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
It's kind of hard to predict with this show since we, like, know where they are in their lives currently.
I predict that Chloe is going to hang out with French Montana.
Well, yeah.
That's weird, right?
Wow. Where'd you come up with that? That is so random. It came to me in a dream one time.
I reckon you might be right.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to predict, and I'm going to make this my prediction for the entire season, because you're right, it's tough to predict because we know everything in the tabloids.
Yeah.
My entire season prediction, whether it's this year or next year or down the road, Rob Kardashian will make a comeback, and he will be a monster.
Yeah,
he's
going to
lose weight. He's going to look great. He's going to do business stuff. I don't want to talk so much about Rob, but he's coming back. I'm just saying.
I really hope him do well.
Yeah. I really do.
I think Bruce is done. That's my prediction. I think
mean with Chris? And
well, I think like he'll be in a few more episodes, and then they're going to cut it. And then I'm
nervous that when Kim and Kanye's house is finally done 15 years later, they're not going to be as involved in the show, because obviously Kanye doesn't want to be on it. So if Kim's like in the house all day, and he doesn't want North on it either, so I really don't want that to be the
Are they going to show the wedding?
I don't think they filmed it, did they?
They filmed it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh,
it would be ridiculous not to.
They like it. Of course they filmed it. It's definitely going to be an episode.
Oh, jeez.
I miss Chris Humphreys. All right, guys.
Oh, God.
Social media, Twitter, Instagram, where can we find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Kate.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Jessie Owen. Same thing, Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
I am on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro, on Instagram at Mr. Bobby DeMuro, because I like to keep it classy on Instagram.
Yeah, Mrs.
Super fancy.
And if 100 of you guys tweet me or us, any of us, and you say you want me to take a stripper class for these three, got to have 100 tweets, I'll do it. That's it this
and
week.
And the black leotard. Please include that.
Asterisk small print.
Oh my gosh, I have a tutu. You can wear.
Okay, these two are getting out of control, so I'm going to wrap this up right now. Episode 1 of season 10 was great on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's it on AfterBuzz. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us good ratings if you liked it. If you didn't, come tweet me because I want to hear from you. I want to kick your butt on Twitter. See you guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.